All right, now that you've had a full 24 hours, or maybe even more, 36 hours to digest what happened yesterday with the first day of legalization, maybe it meant nothing. Maybe you had an interesting observation on it. Give us a call. Let us know. Boots and salutes. Anything you want to boot or salute, 306-938-0600. Or you can call us at 1-800-667-3727. Or maybe you want to salute some small business, because it is Small Business Week in Saskatchewan. A small business is one with 50 or fewer employees. And it's big business in our province. Over a quarter of Saskatchewan's payroll earnings are from small businesses. If you compare that to other provinces, Saskatchewan has the largest portion of self-employed individuals in the workforce at over 18%. In 2016, small businesses employed over 31% of Saskatchewan workers, paid out over $6 billion in salaries. Did you know 99% of business in Saskatchewan, businesses are small businesses, which is an amazing statistic. And compared to other provinces, Saskatchewan has the largest portion of self-employed individuals in the workforce, 18.4% in 2016, which exceeds the national average by 15.3%. So maybe you want to talk about small businesses, some of the trials, the tribulations, or you just like to salute small businesses in Saskatchewan. Here's the opportunity to do it, because it is Small Business Week in our province. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Some of the other topics of conversation, if you want to go to our website, cjwwradio.com, and have your say there. And this is all about the rules and regulations surrounding recreational marijuana use. And the question is, do you understand the rules around recreational marijuana use? And 37% say somewhat, 43% say no, and 20% say yeah, I got this thing covered. So who knows? I was taking a look at some of the video that I saw online yesterday of the big lineups, especially in places like Winnipeg and stuff, and it was lined up down the block and through parking lots, and it was crazy is what it was. But anyway, things are quiet this morning on the phone, so if you do have a chance, here's your opportunity to have your say about this, that, or the other thing. There's no delay on this. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I heard that police only gave one person a ticket for driving under the influence on pot, but I think they missed a whole bunch of them, because I'm a school bus driver, and they see lots going on. Drivers out there just crazy yesterday.
You know, so I was also watching a story, and it was down in Regina, and you probably see this just a ton, distracted drivers, and the police actually gave one driver three tickets within 2 hours for distracted driving. You think you would learn.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve. You brought up the lineups for the pot shops yesterday.
Yeah.
I have a question for all those people. Did they actually ask for the day off so they could stand in line, or are they unemployed? Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I think I was watching that Astro game yesterday. I really think they're going to have to start putting a fence or glass up at the top to stop fans from interfering with catching the ball or knocking it out of the catcher's glove. Thank you.
So I want to go back to that that particular, because you're talking about last night's Major League Baseball. It was the Houston-Boston game. Astro player, first inning, I think it was, hits the ball, goes over the fence. Boston player goes up, and it looks like he's able to make the catch, but he reaches up to make it above the fence, and a fan also goes for it, hits his glove, and he doesn't make the catch. That's what you're referring to, right? Okay, that's the situation. So my question to you is this. They ruled it as fan interference, and as a result, Houston doesn't get the home run, and Houston ends up losing the game by 2 runs. So how fair is that? And of course, you know, the fan, because it's all over television and social media, and you can see the fan, and I'm sure they're being recognized by whomever. Now, if it's not your team, if you happen to be cheering for Houston, well, I guess if you're cheering for Boston, you'd be happy about that. Nonetheless, it doesn't quite seem fair. Should the ball go over the fence and it's into the fans' hands, then why should the fan in any way be, you know, held accountable for what happened to that? Now, if they reach over the fence, I can see that being an entirely different story, but that's not what happened. Anyway, Yeah, Major League Baseball is going to have to do something about that, or else just change the ruling. Nonetheless, it cost Houston a home run, and maybe it cost them the game. And when you're talking your run to the World Series, one game's a pretty big deal. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Some of the other things to discuss this week, the fact that this is Waste Reduction Week. And I was reading some of the myths, and this is the one that I found most interesting because quite often, I mean, I'm susceptible to it as well, that recycling electronics can put your data at risk. So your computer, it reaches the end of its lifespan, at least for your use, and you don't quite know what to do with it, but you do know that you're not prepared to just throw it away because you never know what's on your hard drive. Maybe you've done some online shopping and you've inserted your credit card number somewhere along the line. Is that existing on my hard drive? What is happening with that? Well, you need to fear not, because in Saskatchewan, when you recycle your old laptops, your phone, or your computer, it goes to a recycling facility where it is pulverized in order to recover the metals and the other recycling materials. Now, they do say to be safe, you should clear the device of any personal information prior to dropping it off. And to learn how to wipe the data from your device, just check the owner's manual, or you can go online, the manufacturer's website, for any instructions. But they list it as one of the five myths that they do. They pulverize it, so no one should have access to that information. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm going to boot for the city.
Okay.
So yesterday was our garbage pickup. They came about 8 o'clock in the morning, did the other side, the first side on the other side of us, did all the garbages. They forgot about our side.
Ooh. Did they come back and get it?
Not yet.
All right, still waiting.
So if they're thinking about doing this, we're thinking about garbage in the next couple of years or whatever, forget it, because we already know what's going to happen.
Thanks for your call. Well, good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's in your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling from Prince Albert. I just want to say a huge salute to this beautiful weather we're getting. I just hope it holds out like that a little bit more.
I'm with you on that one, and I know there's a lot of producers and farmers that are hoping for very much the same as you are, and today it's going to be windy, great drying weather, 17 degrees for a high. Even the weekend looks good. Sunny tomorrow and 9, and then on Saturday, great harvest weather with sunshine and a high of 8. That's also great football weather. And you can hear all the action right here on CJWW as the Huskies are playing host to Manitoba. 2 o'clock kickoff at Griffith Stadium, and this is a huge game for the Huskies. It has all sorts of playoff implications, so get your tickets and get out there. And if you can't make it out there because you're busy on the tractor or in the combine, you can always listen to Dave Thomas and Matt Morrison as they'll bring you all the action right here on CJWW. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I want to salute that lady from PA. She came up with something better today. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. One of the other things that I would like to discuss, hockey fans. All right, last night at the Blades game, I was out there, the Blades taking on Calgary. Now, they did lose in overtime, but what a great hockey game. It was back and forth, the Blades up by 2 goals, and they're down by a couple, and, you know, score with a minute and a half left to force this thing to go to overtime. And it was just a great, great hockey game. It's a great night of entertainment. They do such a great job out at Sastel Center, the Blades do, and the whole building, you know, bringing you a great entertainment experience. And then you look in the crowd, and unfortunately, you see so many empty seats. And I get it. You're not going to badger anybody into doing anything. But I would just like to offer up this. It is great entertainment. I went to a movie last weekend that I didn't even like. And it cost me $20 a ticket to go see it, and I was severely disappointed with it. You go out to a Blade game for way less than that, and you're almost assured you're going to get a great experience and you're going to get a good hockey game, because this year the Blades are for real. They are a good hockey team. They're entertaining from start to finish. You're going to see these are Kirby Doc. I tell you what's going to be a great NHL player. And you got Dawson Davidson in there. He's outstanding. So there are some great hockey players that we are able to see here in Saskatoon. And the fact that we get less than 3,000 out on a Wednesday night for a game against Calgary is, well, it's, for me, it's disappointing. And again, can't badger anybody into how they spend their entertainment dollars. But I tell you this, you spend your entertainment dollars at a Blades game, you are going to be pleased. It's money well spent. And that's, I'm going to leave it with. That is this edition of Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered